Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. Friday night in Little Rock with the Arkansas Travelers. I'm joined by the pitching coach of the Sod Poodles, Mr. Gabby Hernandez, here ahead of David Hageman's Double-A debut tonight. But before we get to that, Gabby, I want to ask you the question I've been asking everybody this week about just your general reaction to the trade that happened on our way here to Little Rock, two of our better arms off to the St. Louis Cardinals. And obviously that's the business of baseball, but I just wanted to kind of hear your reaction through your own words.
It happens, right?
Yeah.
You know, we messaged to the guys, like, during the course of the year, like, there's a lot of teams. It's not just your own team that are watching you. Trade deadline's coming. You never know. Our team's in contention. I mean, they're aware. I think everybody was aware. Those two guys that got moved, super athletic, super talented, so happy for them. They've come a long way, you know, and talking to them, they were a little emotional. They're young. They loved it here. But I told him, like, look, this is just the beginning of your career, man. You never know what's going to happen down the road. This is a good thing. Those people love you. Go there. Do your best. The opportunity's there. I mean, coming from somebody that I was traded two or three times, mm-hmm. in the same scenarios, sometimes, you know, different environments, good. But this, I mean, they were great here. They made a lot of improvements. And kudos to them, man. They earned the opportunity to be asked, you know, by another org, and that's pretty cool. It sucks that, you know, we had to lose them, but in the whole realm of things, it's a little bit bigger picture there, and it's a good opportunity for them.
No doubt. Speaking of good opportunities, David Hageman tonight, yeah. He's a guy that was acquired at the deadline last year from another organization, so he knows what it's like to be traded, and he debuts tonight against Cade Anderson. What a guy on the other side for your Double-A debut.
Yeah, it seems like Cade has had a good year. Hageman, he's a special athlete, I feel like. Very talented. Got field of pitch with four, you know, solid, really good pitches. Super good strike thrower. I'm excited to see him here and come out here and work and go to work with him throughout the last month and a half that we have here.
Great starts this week. Junior Sanchez on Tuesday, Brian Curley on Wednesday, and then Logan Mercado in a bullpen game yesterday gave you a great effort as well. But what do you think those guys have been able to do to fill it up to start these games?
Just they're prepared. Their routines are great. The mindset is great. Like, we want to pound the strike zone, get ahead, and try our best to put these guys away quickly. All these guys, their routines are great. They've been here with us for most of the whole year. And I think now, towards the back end, I think we're starting to see these guys. Hopefully, we see them all finish strong.
Josh Groves is still learning how to be a reliever. Obviously, his role is totally different now than it was before his elbow injury. How do you think his progression has been as a reliever since he's been back?
Well, it's obviously been kind of up and down for him. We've been talking about adjustments and usages and mindsets and routines. We're gonna make an adjustment these next couple days. Try to get back to what he was doing as a starter as much as we can, mm-hmm. and see where it takes us. It's just a different role, different feel for him, and we're just going to try to get back to something that he's familiar with, and hopefully we can find some consistency here moving forward.
Sanchez told me that you guys have been really working on his curveball and that you've been empowering him to just throw his fastball for strikes, not, you know, beat around the bush a little bit. And it seemed like he really took that to heart on Tuesday.
Yeah, no, the last three outings have been spectacular for me. I mean, we've been working on curveball, mostly the changeup. The changeup has come a long way. It's really hard. It's moving late. I think it's going to be a big pitch for him the next month or so, as well as the curveball. The changeup was a little bit foreign to him when we started out. He lost it there for a minute, but I think we were on the right track with it. The curveball, I think he's always had feel for it. I think he has innate feel for it. I think he's wanted to throw it forever. We've prioritized sweeper over that curveball, but I think he has a really good feel, and I think that pitch is going to be easier for him to get to earlier than the changeup has been.
Last one for you. What do you think it says about this pitching staff that it has the best ERA in Double-A baseball when we haven't been at Hodgetown this season?
I think iron sharpens iron, right? Like, you get to Amarillo, like, hey, let's make pitches. We got to, you know, pound the bottom of the zone, throw more off speed. Like, that's general way of thought there. I mean, I think honestly, the last month, I think we've been a little bit better in Hodgetown. I think the weather has kind of been a little more humid, not as dry and windy, so it's kind of been a little bit more favorable. But yeah, I mean, it's tough. Iron does sharpen iron, because when you get on the road, there is a sense of confidence when you get on the road. Guys know their stuff is going to move a ton more. The ballpark's a little bit larger. And it's just a confident. It's a confidence thing. The stuff is way better. And they love it. They embrace it.
Gabby, thanks so much for the time.
No problem.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.